You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 193. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This
93,
week,
are we sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, total confidence. Because, you know, I checked. Once again, we had no tournament this week. What's going on?
I don't know. Well, we could have had a tournament.
Okay, I take that back. We played Tribble several times.
It was our regular tournament week, but and we could have played, but I think a bunch of non-us people would have been sad if we had done that instead of what we did.
Correct. So, for all of you who did not get invited because you don't live in San Diego, we put the tournament kit foils together for 1E and 2E last weekend. Spent most of the day Saturday. Actually, we finished a lot more than I thought we would. We burned through all of them, so that was great. I think we finally got it down to, like, a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. And, you know, I know we say this every time, every 6 months or so when a new set comes out, but, man, those images look really amazing. Johnny really outdid himself. There's a couple in particular I'm really fond of. The AIs are just really well chosen.
I really like What Does God Need with the Starship. It looks great in the foil, the shiny hand. I like the picture for the Enterprise A is just spectacular. It would look great, you know, just regular, yeah, as regular print. As a foil, looks great. What about 2E?
I don't know. Are we spoiling all of these? Have
they're
they been
all up,
announced?
Yeah.
They're all up? Okay, good. The Field Studies, I think, was my favorite.
Yes.
Just an amazing remastered TOS image with the green glowy thing and the Enterprise coming in. It was really sharp.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me wish that we had the old style of foil, you know, where it was kind of a diffraction-y foil, or
yeah,
if we could just highlight specific areas to make foil. That would be cool too, but you know,
yeah,
we go out. I also liked fitting in. That was it's a great picture.
That's a great picture, yeah.
Yeah, that then was sort of like laundry. It looks like, but yeah. So I've got a dozen kits in the queue right now. I've got enough to put them all together and send them out. We're going to let them collect for the next couple of days or so, and then we'll send them out. So get your orders in. If you can't see it, that means you have to run a tournament first. Remember. The way it's set up now, you have to buy the TD pass for whatever kit you want, and once you buy that, and that's that order is complete, you'll be able to see the appropriate kit in the available items.
Indeed. Well, in between those sessions, we had a couple games of Tribbles, as always.
I don't know what I've been doing wrong, but I have not scored well in a Tribbles game in quite a while.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had Thomas showed up a little bit later because he has to work on Saturdays, which is usually why we have our tournaments late. And you kind of joked at one point to go ahead and start about a half hour before he would normally arrive so we could see if he could actually accomplish what we usually say he can, which is even though he's not at a tournament, you know, TV is still within striking distance.
TV is always within striking distance.
Yeah, and he was.
Yeah, he ended up winning the second tournament on the day, right? We had two.
Right.
Yeah, Matt won the first one with a borrowed deck from me. And TV won the second one. Yeah, I'm looking at my history. I haven't won since, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 10 tournaments ago back in May. Something's wrong. It must be time for me to rebuild my decks because, man, I'm on a losing streak.
I don't know, do you feel like you're just, are you tired of the decks you're playing?
No, I built this deck, the one that I've been playing recently, specifically because it was not one particular strategy, it was a lot of the cards that I thought were pretty good, all put together in patterns that I thought were, you know, that would work well together. Not necessarily a theme deck, I guess it would be closer to an IDIC deck, you know, it has a couple duplicates, but no, You know, it's not like a rescue deck where it just uses the same thing over and over again, or a poison deck where you're just replaying into the 10 poison over and over again. To test it before regional season, I gave it to Matt to use, and he won an event, and I gave it to Charlie, maybe, to use, or someone else, and they won the event, and then I played it once, and I came in second, so I thought it was good. It just hasn't done anything since. Very disappointing.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm just going to just streak of bad luck, or I need to take it apart and retool it and try again.
Are they playing it differently than you are?
You know, it's, how many different ways can you play a triple deck? Maybe.
I think the problem is how many times you froze the bonus players. I think that was a key strategy that failed.
There were five of us and two bonus players, and that was a legitimate strategy at the time. Just because you were one of them doesn't make it wrong.
Just because we were in second and fifth place does.
Yes. You know, as far as
third and fifth place.
I think at one point I was going to freeze
something.
The top
two players were way past us.
And I was going to freeze something. I'm looking at my hand and I see go, discard, and copy. And that's like everything Thomas was playing. So I'm like, well, I can't freeze anything that he's going to play. Might as well screw over everyone else. Yeah. All right. Well, we will continue. You know what I'm looking forward to is... At Gen Con, I'm going to be running a 10 o'clock tournament every night. So, 10 o'clock triples. In fact, that's what's posted. There's probably going to be a lot more than that. You know, just because, why not? Right?
Sure. That was a...
I'll bring a bunch of decks, and so everyone can borrow one. Or we're all card gamers. Everyone's going to bring their own, I'm sure. But we'll have extras if we need it.
Yeah, you never know. It's always worth buying. Hey, you may snag somebody. Maybe somebody's friend is sitting and waiting for them to finish playing Star Trek, and they want to hop in on some dribbles. Yeah, it's always worth having some extra decks around.
And it'll be practice for Continentals on Sunday, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Speaking of, so we've got the... if I'm not mistaken, the German... The European Continentals are coming up next. Australia Continentals are coming up next, and then German. Sorry, I keep saying German because I thought it was...
I think that's
where I sent the kit.
Right.
And then August, we've got it at Gen Con. Did you see there was a posting for a group that's playing at Gen Con? It's not Warp 11, but it's close.
No. I haven't really been following since I'm not going.
I keep getting the emails, and you know, there's like, oh, guest of honor. I'm like, hey, you don't care. But it posted that there's a group called 5-Year Mission that's going to be playing a free concert outside, like on the street between the convention center and one of the hotels, on Wednesday at 6:15. This group,
wow.
I've been watching. I feel like I'm, you know, cheating on Warp 11. I've been watching their YouTube videos. They're hilarious. They take and write a song for every episode of TOS.
Oh, wow.
So there's a Space Seed, and there's a Dagger of the Mind. I just queued up Shore Leave. I was going to watch that. They're all amusing. And their videos, they mash up, you know, video from the show to go with their music. And it's pretty funny. You know, fast forward and rewind. So people are dancing. And yeah, it's great. But I've learned... that there are a lot of TOS episodes that I have no memory of. Just no idea.
Almost any of those are probably for a very good reason.
Sure. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't watch them again.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does.
Come on.
I went through... I'm pretty sure I'd seen all the TOS episodes, but they were haphazard, obviously, going back and watching reruns. And Thomas let me borrow the first season and the second season so I could watch them, and I went through them. And then I was busy for a while, but then like almost a year later, I finally got the third season from him. I was like, oh, you know, I never got the third season. Did you have all three? He's like, yeah, sure. Okay. And he let me borrow them, and he seemed kind of perplexed. I wasn't sure why. And then I watched them. And he was like, yeah, I was kind of wondering why you wanted to go through that.
Because they're not so good.
They're not very good. They're almost universally bad. There's maybe one or two episodes that were worth it. But
what I want is I want to get either Blu-ray or whatever with the remastered graphics and everything. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that would be great, and I would totally rewatch the first two seasons that way. But
really, that bad, huh?
It makes me no longer surprised that it got canceled. Even with that following, it was so bad. Just really rough. I mean, a lot of the stuff about TOS is, you know, it's kind of hokey and it's a little overacted, and the effects are a bit overdone. But you know, it was, you know, you got to take into consideration the time period they were in. You know, for what it was at the time, it was really, you know, visionary and revolutionary and forward-thinking. But it's the stories that have kind of carried it forward. You know, the characters that are really interesting, and the stories that, as Star Trek always does, kind of takes a current event issue and set it in a sci-fi setting with slightly different players or whatnot, and then you can talk about it when you couldn't, you know, talk about these subjects. But season three is just like, whew, off the charts.
Were
The
they?
go-go boot dancers and
All right. Well, there's one other thing that I was kind of leading into. I haven't ever actually watched any of the animated series, and that picks up after the end of season three, right?
Yeah, I think it does.
Have you partaken of the animated series?
Only bits and pieces. I think I've seen like two or three episodes, but
Okay.
I have always wanted to go back and watch that.
So that's my plan. I'm going to watch 5 seasons of TOS. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then 2 episodes of the animated show.
Nice.
I got to get this all set up. I'm going to set it up on my tablet so I can watch it on my commute in, get it out,
Oh,
get
nice.
one episode on the way in, and one episode on the way home. That's my plan. What do you think?
That will be a long drive for certain episodes, but you'll have other drives that will be better.
All right.
I like the idea of doing the animated series, though. Maybe we should make that a thing. We can sync up schedules and watch a couple episodes a week,
That sounds like a plan.
and then talk about it on the show. Or we can pick one episode from that week.
That sounds like an excellent plan. One episode out of the 5 should be worth talking about. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Which will do it. What else do we have to talk about? There are a bunch of new cards that are printable as of today, yesterday, today.
Today, yeah.
So I'm going to state the obvious. How many 100,000 clones did you print to put in your decks? Because I printed up a whole bunch.
You know, I probably should print up a 9-up because even though I traded, I have been trading for 100,000 clones for years.
Yeah.
Because even outside of the obvious, you know, clone decks, they're really generally useful cards to have. I've certainly won some games with my rescue deck, because of I threw a couple of those in, because instead of rescuing back to the one and keeping the cycle going, you just rescue the 100,000 clone and double up.
Yeah, that's a good move, especially if you're going to be going out soon.
You know, if you're playing the Chairman Maneuver deck, you know, you want the 100,000 clones so you have twice as many opportunities of playing the big money when you're scoring yourself.
Yeah, my bonus deck has a bunch of little slips of paper that says, "Here lies 100,000 clone. Trade it out if you're going to play this in a real tournament," you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So even though I have, I think, is it, I have 16 or 18, I can't remember. I still have like two or three proxies over across my 7 decks.
Well, maybe I'll print out a second sheet and get that to you, because, you
That'd be
know,
great.
yeah.
Especially because it's Cisco. That'd be awesome. Get more Cisco in there.
What about the other cards that are printable now? The last, so there was an article that went up. So the last set of tournament promos? Yes? No?
Oh yeah, because even though they just stopped being sent out, they were
Yeah.
technically supposed to end in January, so they now become
So Quinn.
printable. Quinn should be pretty good.
Yeah. I like that they put up both the Reliant and the Alternate Border at once. That makes me happy that we don't have to wait for the
Yeah.
other one.
So you can get either one, whichever one it is that you want. That space door will be cool.
Yes. I was going to say
The
that space
world
door will
space
replace
door.
all of my space doors because
Yeah.
the picture is just so awesome.
That's pretty amazing. Even when it's closed, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
and the Sight for Sore Eyes too. That'll be pretty cool.
For 1E, for second edition, I'm a little less. You know, I think my collection is probably a little bit better. I know for 1E, I have probably one of a lot of those cards. But for 2E, I did a pretty thorough job of getting at least two, usually three of everything. So
yeah.
Probably these are the voyages will be helpful, so I don't have to keep moving those, shuffling those between deck and deck.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Having multiple sets of three will be useful for that. Organized Terrorist Activities, I know a lot of people probably only got one of those, and if you're going to use it, you probably want to commit to it and go with multiples.
Yeah, I got Trimaki again sometime.
There's a couple of Necessary Evil cards here, so those will be useful for people who couldn't grab them before. Dukat.
Ooh, you know what? I just noticed that the Always a Chess Game promo with the Enterprise on Romulus.
Oh yeah,
that was the whole of the Enterprise D on Romulus. That was a good picture, so I'm glad that's printable too. Cool.
Cool. So lots of new things available to virtual players, those new to the fold or rebuilding their collections.
All right. What have we got on our schedule coming up? I don't think we're going to have a show on Monday because I'm not likely to be anywhere I can get to a connection. So we might have to skip a week. But the week after,
traveling.
Yeah, I'm traveling. Yep. The week after, though, is going to be our tin draft. Tin draft number 3, I think we're up to.
Yes. So we're old pros by now, right?
Yeah, maybe I won't get in last place this time. Well, I think we need one more player to have an even 8. So if you haven't pre-registered and you're in the area or traveling to the area, please do so I can make an even number of things.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be nice to have enough people in there. Uh-oh, do you have an idea?
I do. All right, the two of us, you and I, need to come up with another thing because we have stuff to give away.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so
that
is
correct.
We had this promo that was exclusive to people who, you know, saw us or, you know, did something for the show. The next round of that, we don't have a new card, but we have something that we have been waiting for quite a while.
Yes. Now, I remember at Gen Con, I think it was 2 years ago when we went, and it was a little disturbing because we were standing in line waiting to pick up our badges. And so the guys in front of us turned around as we were having a conversation and were like, and they looked at us and we kind of looked at them like, yes. And they said, are you Section 31? And I guess they had recognized our voices, but then turned around and we were both wearing our Decipher lanyards and we had the intelligence skill dot button that,
yes.
That had not really gotten around very much. We had managed to both pick one up. Well, now you will not need to be so nonspecific.
That's right. We have the Section 31 skill dot button to give out. So, I put these aside. These probably aren't going to go in kits. They're going to be for us to distribute however we see fit, which if it was anything like the last time, it's if you see us, you can ask us for one, and we'll give you one.
and we'll think about it.
So, we need a contest.
Well, we had some good ones before, mostly intelligence related. I don't know. I feel like maybe we should do something ramping up to Gen Con. Is that too far away?
No, that's perfect.
And that may or may not fall on or around our 200th episode, so that would be doubly cool.
All right. So are we taking suggestions for what to do for our 200th episode?
Oh, hey, yeah. Sure, since we apparently have no idea what we're going to do for that.
All right, that's how we will begin then. If you send a note to Section 31 at danhammond.com with a suggestion on what we should do to celebrate our 200th episode, which may or may not be live at Gen Con. I don't know if that's going to even work out. But it'll be around then. Then we will make sure we get one of these special Section 31 buttons into your hands. You do that, you get your thing, we get an idea, we have to think less, you get to have a prize, yes. And everybody's happy.
And no stupid ideas just because you want a button. Like something you really thought about.
Legitimate ideas.
Not like, oh, you should get William Shatner on the show. Give me my button.
No.
Something that we could actually do that might actually be cool.
Yeah, you'll be judged one way or another.
Yes.
Well, you'll be judged anyway. But you'll be judged whether or not you will get a button. So there you go. Brilliant.
All right. I like this plan. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Fantastic. So that's what we're looking forward to. We've got reasons for people to email us. Anything else? I got a bunch of kits to put together.
No, I think that's good. That's a good note to end on. And on that note, we'll end. Warp 11 is awesome, and apparently so is five-year mission. I've got three videos loading now in the background waiting for me to sign off so I can go check that out, and we'll see if they are comparable or at least as funny.
Well, as someone pointed out, it might have been their own... might have been the Wikipedia page, or it might have been on that Gen Con flyer. Apparently, there's like five or six band members, and they individually write the song based on the episode. So the styles are kind of all over the place. Some of them are rocking pretty hard. Some of them are, just kind of catchy tunes. Some of them are kind of poppy. But they were pretty fun.
Cool. I look forward to that. And so should you. So go check that out, either online or at Gen Con. You can find Dan at Gen Con, and you can find me online doing commentary about Gen Con and preparing for our tin draft. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw the pen. Crossed by the double O. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 30. I'm recording now. All right, well, then let's begin.
Oh, I forgot my toolbar.
You have 8 seconds to comply.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Thanks, Ed 209. Dan 209.
Ding. Welcome to Section 31, episode number... Well, see, now it just dinged again. I don't know if it took it or not. See, that's rough. All right, we're going to try this again.